can hear me. I'm not sure. This is a pre-recorded episode. Matter of fact, okay, y'all. Shalom, shalom. I'm not sure if y'all were able to hear me before, but today I am doing a pre-recorded episode for you guys. I'm doing a pre-recorded episode for you guys due to different things. But I definitely had to open up this space for the Most High. Hallelujah. Praise you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this day. Heavenly Father, I just pray that you keep us all under the shadow of your wings and help us to continue daily, Heavenly Father, to put upon your armor, Heavenly Father, that we may stand against the walls of the enemy, of the adversary. Heavenly Father, everything that exalts itself or tries to exalt itself up against you or above you, Heavenly Father, by the power given, Heavenly Father, through the coming and dying and rising again of your only Son, Heavenly Father, through the power that you have given us, Heavenly Father, let us cast out, Heavenly Father, with prayer and fasting and a decree, Heavenly Father, of the tongue and the mouth that you have given us. Let us cast everything out, Heavenly Father, that is not in your will for us, that the enemy may try to come and distract us. Within the almighty name of Adonai, Yahushua HaMashiach, Heavenly Father, let it be so. Hallelujah. Y'all, I just want to come on here today, and it has been in my spirit, in my heart, the Most High has reminded me to never be afraid to share your testimony on whatever you may be going through. And I know that we all have been going through trials and tribulations, some more than others, but I pray that we all continue to stand steadfast and strong on the foundation, hallelujah, that the Most High have left for us. And I just wanted to let y'all know a little bit about some things that I've been battling with. I'm not going to go into too much detail. But just as a reminder, y'all, never settle, okay? Never settle for anyone or anything, whether it's a job, your boyfriend, whatever, whatever. Don't ever settle. If they're not loving you how the Most High loves you, or has commanded a man or husband or vice versa, a wife, to love you, leave it alone. Let it go. The Most High has better. And it's hard in this flesh for us to even fathom to let something go that we think is good, because we don't know what the Most High has after that. And as a friendly reminder, I know it's easier said than done, y'all. I know it is. But once you go back to the Most High, you'll realize that there is no love greater than His. There is nothing greater than what He has for you, or anything that He has for you. Hallelujah. And I'm saying that because I want to share from the Most High due to a relationship that I was once in. And the Most High allowed me to return back to Him, hallelujah, because not y'all, okay, let me clarify. And not even that I have to, but I don't want anyone to misconstrue what I'm saying. I never gave up, I never stopped seeking, y'all. I never stopped praying, I never stopped reading. But what I did do was not keep Him first. And with that being said, me not keeping Him first, it came times to where He told me to do something and I was disobedient. And just coming to y'all with full transparency and humility, because I'm not holier than the next person. I'm not greater than the next person. And I just want to remind y'all that we are all still dealing with things on the daily, and we do have this vehicle that's flesh, but the spirit is greater. Hallelujah. And even over this little course of time that I have returned to the Most High, He has just showed me so much. He has continued to show me that His word is true, hallelujah, that He will never leave me or how many times we go astray or whatever the case may be, he will still be there waiting for you. As long as we have time, he will still be there waiting for you. So don't take that for granted. Heavenly Father, I repent. Heavenly Father, of taking your time for granted every day that you have given me, waking me up for another opportunity to seek you in at the times when I didn't. Repent, I repent. Heavenly Father, please forgive me for that. And just back to what I was saying, y'all, because I don't want to be all over the place. But just keep the Most High first, y'all, for real. I know it's easier said than done, but if you do it, you will continue to be consistent with it. Start one day, just do, you know, one thing at a time, y'all, one thing at a time. And seeing if it's a, no matter if it's a job, if it's not helping you serve the Most High, or if it's taking you away from the Most High, let it go. And I'm going to just say this because I know some people that may not even be in the faith will listen to my podcast and say, dang, like, well, I know Yada, she always got a new job. And honestly, y'all, that's because y'all know me. I'm not finna let no job treat me any type of way. I don't care if I'm cooking, I don't care if I'm cleaning, changing nails, changing light bulbs. I don't care what it is. No job is about to treat me any kind of way, because at the end of the day, we are, I don't even want to say it, but y'all know, we all have emotions. We all should respect one another. And if I feel like I'm being disrespected in any type way, any manner, it gotta go. It has to go. So, with that being said, the moral of this message today is to keep Most High first and never settle, no matter what it is. Even if in that space you feel like, dang, like, let me just do this because it's going to make me happy for right now, don't do it. Especially if the Most High has given you signs to let it go. And what I've learned also is, y'all, no matter how much you personally love something, if you're not receiving that same love back, or you don't feel the Most High's love in it, or anything of the Most High in it, let it be. Let it go. I cannot stress that enough. I cannot stress that enough, y'all. I just can't. Because I went through stuff because I was disobedient. And I'm not afraid to admit that. Because the Most High has still given me an opportunity. He has cleaned me. Again, he has waited for me with open arms. And I am, words can't even express how grateful I am. And I don't ever want to go astray again. We have to continue to overcome. Hallelujah. We have to continue to overcome. And, oh, excuse me, y'all. I'm really trying to shed my tears right now. But of course, it's tears of joy. Just because of the goodness, hallelujah, of the Most High, the grace, the mercy that he bestows upon us daily. And we take it for granted. Truly. We take it for granted. And the Most High has put me in so many places so fast. So many positions and places so fast, that quick, just by coming back to him. He put me in rooms where I had no choice but to hear what he had for me. I had no choice but to continue to speak of his goodness. No choice. And whether it was for me or the people that I was in the room with, he used me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for using me. And I pray that you continue to use me, Heavenly Father, as a vessel of honor. Because it's unreal. It's unreal. All the wickedness that I have done in the Most High still loves me. He still will use me if I allow him to. He's the only person, the only thing, the only anything that I want to be a follower of. The only person thing that I want to sit on the throne of my heart, the throne of my mind. Probably y'all, for some of y'all, I ain't gonna get that deep, but if you know, you know. There is nothing greater than he. I don't care if you in college. I don't care if you. I don't care what y'all doing. Honestly, keep him first. Keep him first. Pray about everything. Hallelujah. I'm hearing that scripture where he says be anxious for nothing but pray about everything. Worry less, y'all, and pray more. And we've been in a time, I'm not even going to say we're in a time now, but we've been in a time where we should have been praying without ceasing. Continue to pray without ceasing. Easier said than done, but hey, like I said, once you do it, once you start to do it, and you feel that goodness, or even if you don't think that you feel or hear anything from Most High, know that he's with you. Hallelujah. Know that he's with you, because I'm telling y'all, he will put us through things, and it will feel like he's not there. It will feel like he's not there. But it's for you to pay attention to what he's teaching you in those times and that lesson, hallelujah, because he's strengthening you, he's making you greater, he's preparing you for what he has for you. Stay strong, y'all, and don't forget, when the Most High gives you a blessing or what you've been praying for, whatever y'all call it, what you've been praying for, don't forget about him. Do not forget about him. Praise him. Even when it's bad. Hallelujah. Praise him in the face of the enemy. That's trying to come in and destroy what the Most High has for you. Whether you're going through a trial, tribulation, whatever. Let him keep you. Don't let your problem become you. Keep him in the midst of that at all times. Easier said than done. We can't let our problems outweigh the glory, hallelujah. We can't let our problems outweigh the glory at the end of the tunnel, the light, hallelujah. We can't let it, because then, how are we going to see what he was strengthening us for? How are we going to be able to praise him in the end and go give our testimony? How are we going to be able to do that? I just encourage y'all in this season to come out the loop, hallelujah. Come out of the loop. Come out of the cycle that you're in, because he keep putting you through this because you're not doing what he needs you to do in the season that he has you in. Come out. Come out of your comfort zone, too. And he's not just saying, having me to say this for y'all. It's for me, too. I need to hear this, too. But again, never settle for nothing. Never settle for anything. If you don't feel God in it, let it go. And hallelujah, the Most High telling you this. It's okay to meet new people and experience new things. And even in this truth, it's best sometimes that you leave people where you greet them. Hallelujah. Leave people where you greet them. Even people in this truth want to get beside you to know your business to go tell the next person. People want to get beside you, get close to you, get in your business to pray on your downfall. People want to do a lot of things just to try to expose you in the end, or whatever the case may be, whatever their motive is, but pray about all things, y'all. Pray at the Most High, feel people's true intentions to you. It will save a lot of time, a lot of energy. Hallelujah. And speaking from a healer's perspective, hallelujah, I know it's a lot of us out there, y'all. And some people won't understand the energy that it takes from a healer to hear everything else that's going on with somebody else, and then also have to continue to be there for themselves and build up for themselves. We need people by our side too, brother and sister, whatever it's going to be, to pray for us as well and help charge us up in a righteous manner. We need that too, y'all. Don't forget about us. Don't forget about none of your brothers and sisters. Pray for everybody. Pray for your people. And I think that's all I want to leave y'all with today. But I just want y'all to remember that the Most High loves y'all. He's waiting for y'all. He sees you. He hears you. Continue to confide in Him. And anybody else that He brings on your path that is from Him. And I bid y'all shalom. And I pray that if today is your Shabbat, that it is well, that it is blessed, and that you keep it holy. Alright, y'all. Love y'all. One more. Shalom.